Actually, one of the most interesting stories that happened recently was in Los Angeles with a Mr. Joe Moshe, M-O-S-H-E, which people can Google and find themselves. On Thursday, he was surrounded by a SWAT team after he had called in last week to Dr. Truat's show on Republic Broadcasting and called in asking if there was a state's attorney or someone he could give evidence to because he was apparently a biological scientist with a dual citizenship in Israel. And he had evidence that the Baxter in had a Ukraine lab actually not making a vaccine but making a bioweapon that was going to cause a plague when the vaccine was released. Now, of course, True didn't believe him at first, but what happened is immediately after the next day, a SWAT team, literally an army, surrounded his Volkswagen Beetle in West Los Angeles. They hit his car four times with pepper cannons, and then they sent in a robot after they he just sat in the car, and apparently they were surprised that he didn't kind of cough and choke and come out. They sent in a robot to break a back window, and they tasered him and hauled him out through the windows. Apparently, because of his dual citizenship, he got extradited to Israel, and we haven't heard from him since. But it's just one of the many things that are going on right now in terms of what's happening. But we have very good evidence now that HHS Secretary Sebelius is trying to sidestep and get FDA to approve of the use of these squalene adjuvants. The two different major ones that are quite disturbing are the Novartis MF59 super squalene adjuvant and the AS03 from GlaxoSmithKline that they want to get approved to put in the vaccines.
What I'd like to do is find out a little bit more about what this this person who you said was actually deported.
Yeah, that, we don't know all the details yet, but the more we investigate, the more it has the ring of truth. There are two major news reports out of West Los Angeles that they literally surrounded him with an army. They hit his vehicle with a microwave EMP pulse machine to actually not only disable the ignition, but also knock out any electronics he had to transmit. Because they tried to claim in the news article he threatened the President Obama, and he didn't do anything of the sort. What he did actually is he called in and said, I have new information because I'm a biological scientist, that they are planning on releasing the Baxter vaccine made in the Ukraine that will be shipped to America, and it will, because it's one of the primary contracts, and it's going to contain lethal genes that will cause the death of millions. And he asked Truat on the air if he could get a contact for a state's attorney. He was on his way to the Israeli embassy at the time, which was near the FBI offices in Los Angeles, and the FBI surrounded him with literally an army with the active denial system, microwave tanks, robots. You know, they tasered him and everything. I mean, they must have spent quite a bit of money and had deployed a tremendous number of people. You see the pictures there that are in the news articles. So this has the ring of truth. There's something going on here where we have whistleblowers coming out that are basically telling us, hey, they are going to release a they're not just satisfied with the virus mutating and recombining, either becoming less or more lethal. They want to tweak it along to make sure that it's lethal enough they can declare martial law, which is what the government's pushing for. Because parallel with this, they want to have a bank holiday, they want to revalue the U.S. currency, and they want to switch over to the Amero note sometime in the next 6 to 12 months so that they can form the trade zone of North America.
Our understanding is that the Amero is no longer, that's actually defunct, and they're going with another kind of currency.
They might. Whatever they're calling the currency they're going to go with, they're going to do a tremendous devaluation of the U.S. dollar. What I have from my sources is that they're going to devalue it sometime in one of these waves. It could be this fall or winter, but they're getting ready to do that, they want to have the cover, of course, of a plague occurring at the same time to quell the population, because there's going to be a lot of resistance.
Hi, nice to see you again. It's hard to know where to start with that clip. I think the most shocking revelation from that 2009 clip was the fact that there was a real journalist in the world at the time. Did you get that? As soon as he started talking about squalene and adjuvants, MF59 and AS03, they cut his mic. When's the last time you saw them cut a journalist's mic? I mean, it was just a voiceover to a clip, right? Well, there was a reason why they did that. And of course, that was the first attempt at a plandemic, the H1N1 scare. And they were talking about potential plagues and biolabs in the Ukraine. And and this scientist was trying to find his way to the Israeli embassy. Well, he was trying to talk to Attorney General somewhere in a radio host, and he was spilling the beans on all the nefarious crap that was going on. Yeah, that was the first globalist putsch. That was the first Freemason / money magic people / corporate interests / nobles, monarchs, billionaires, all of it. And the reason it didn't work is there was no uptake. It was pretty apathetic uptake of the H1N1 shot at the time. And the reason it was such an apathetic uptake and was the same reason that they were trying the scam so close on the heels of 2008. And those of you that remember 2008 will know that it was the financial crisis, and their solution to the financial crisis was printing themselves a whole bunch of money. And they were worried there was going to be blood in the streets, so they had to push a plague, attempt martial law. And of course, this professor was trying to warn people, not that there was a big plague coming, because that's how they painted it, you know, that all the government's attacking everybody with a plague. They were so desperate, they were willing to allow people to believe that. But I think what the professor was trying to warn people about, which is why the journalists brought up those adjuvants, is that the H1N1 adjuvant was squalene oil, shark liver oil, and polysorbate 80, tween 80, the stuff that I talked about in the last video. And I had intended to do that one before I put that clip up and told people about it, because that scientist was most likely trying to warn people that this was an infertility shot and that this was a genocide through sterilization of the population. And yeah, a lot to absorb there, but the globalists panicked. These same people that are doing this now, you know, who are willing to take a decade to ride it out, well, they learned all their lessons doing that. Because when they rewarded themselves with all that money, what they ended up doing was having to back off on their plans because too many people were aware of it. If they'd have tried martial law, they would have been rolled up like a carpet, but they thought, well, we can't put the financial crisis, that's putting the cart ahead of the horse. So we're going to do a plandemic first, and then we're going to do this, this, and this. But a lot of the elements of what they wanted to put in that H1N1 that were available this time around that weren't at that particular time is this nanoparticulate mRNA that has the same effects on fertility, I suspect. Most of you know my theory on that. I've gone over it exhaustively. But this tween 80 in combination with squalene oil has an interesting history all to itself. And I was going to cover that in this one, but it'll make it way too long because that clip was over 4 minutes. So I'll do that in the next video or one of the next that I do in the next week or so. But another reason why nobody was too excited about taking this H1N1 shot for this coming plague was the fact that it was still within 20 years of people's memories in 1991 when 700,000 military personnel in the United States, not just that went over to the Gulf War, but were stationed in the States and other parts of the world, they had to take the squalene adjuvanted anthrax shot. And everybody knew how badly it fucked these veterans up. And there were various different concoctions that they used, but none of the ingredients were completely disclosed. And I think they were probably the same substances that were in those two adjuvants, the MF59 and the ASO3 from two different companies that were squalene oil and polysorbate 80 in conjunction. And you note that the Secretary of Home whatever in the United States, Salibris or whatever her name was, she muscled the FDA into accepting the injection of squalene into the human body, which was not allowed before. It was an experiment on all of those troops, all those beautiful troops, who, if they're still alive today, are still suffering the effects of having this shit injected into them. But I'll cover that in a future video. I just wanted you to see that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And this is a big loop. And this polysorbate 80 in conjunction with these emulsions that are horrifically bad for the body, squalene oil, shark liver oil, there is human squalene as well. And almost all of the veterans that took those squalene vaccinations in the early 90s, almost all of them have antibodies to squalene. Well, squalene is an important part of the human body. It's created in the liver. It's in your skin. It also has an effect, just like the polysorbate 80 does, on the glands and the glands' ability to produce hormones. It affects moods and neurological issues, and you name it, you name it. The most important thing to remember here is that, remember that study that I did in the last video from 2011 that listed all of those signs and symptoms of exposure to intravenous polysorbate 80? Well, they're exactly the same effects as the so-called Gulf War syndrome. And I say so-called because they're saying it's sarin gas, and they're saying it, you know, they're saying it's everything but the kitchen sink. But no, it's the shit that they injected into them, an experimental adjuvant that was illegal to put into a human body at the time. Yeah. So that's what all of that shit was about. I just wanted people to see it, because looking at it at the time, I didn't even see the significance in it. And I was no dumbass. I knew about the Amero. I knew about the primitive central bank digital currency they were planning on replacing the American dollar with. I knew about a lot of the issues of the day, but looking at that clip now, it's like all these flashing lights are going off, and we know exactly why they were doing it, you know. And now we're starting to figure out exactly what they were doing. Those globalists, they couldn't believe that there wasn't blood in the streets, that they weren't setting up scaffolds, that they weren't getting shot in the back of the head. You know, solution to a financial crisis that they caused by their irresponsible actions. The solution was to pay themselves and fuck everybody else and drive down the value of the currency. No, no. The usses that were awake to the shit that was going on then, they put a stop to it. You know, you think that a small group of individuals who are brave and hip to what's going on, that aren't afraid of being a little bit vocal, can't take these fuckers off the rails? Well, they've already proven that they could. There's a lot more of us now, and we have all the information. We don't just suspect things, we know them. It's not looking good for globalism. Yeah, anyway. Poor Professor Moshe, you know? Do you think he was alive when they extradited him to Israel? That was really, quick, clean way to get rid of a problem. Lots of lessons there. I'll talk about Gulf War syndrome, this squalene shit, those adjuvants, and a whole bunch more going forward. I didn't want to make this one too long. It's very nice to see you again. Please have a nice day.